You can't practice sin, which would be a false gospel. A sin is a transgression of God's law. So a false gospel, you know Titus. How do you know Titus?
Which is true repentance.
And he goes to my church.
He goes to church.
Which is true repentance.
What is true repentance?
That's what I'm saying. Not turning back into sin. If you repent, you turn your ways.
Well, I wouldn't say it's true repentance because we all have the proclivity to fall into sin and choose sin. None of the saints in the Bible lived in sin.
That's what I understand.
They didn't practice sin.
Right.
But they could choose it and fall into it. So by the shed blood of Jesus Christ, the gospel I've been preaching, I preach to Titus, his death, burial, and resurrection, his blood will cleanse us when we repent. We'll get back to that. And his resurrection overcomes death for us. He's the only way. We've all ruined our perfect righteousness. We need his perfect righteousness. We can't work our way to heaven, but works are part of our salvation, just like they're part of a godly marriage. They're part of your job. They're part of a U.S. citizen. If you don't have works of obeying what you're affiliated to, you're in big trouble.
Sure.
And so by the shed blood of Jesus and his resurrection, we have to repent. Repentance, metanoia in the Greek, means a change of your mind.
That's right.
And it leads to a change of your ways.
One of our
big problems with the church system in America, all of them, is they claim repentance, but they don't truly change their ways. And I'll give you an example. A lot of them will say, yeah, we believe in repentance. And then I go, why do you practice pagan holidays like Christmas and Easter that God never ordained, that the Roman Catholics did, and they're actually lies? And the Bible says practicing a lie puts you outside of the kingdom of God, Revelation 22, 14, 15. And they go, well, we don't think that's a sin. And I go, it doesn't matter what you think. The Bible says to follow false ways and lies is a sin. So they haven't really repented. Also ask them why they haven't come out of the world.
Who's they?
Any of the church systems. Any of them. Name one. Everyone I visited, hundreds, thousands of them that I visited in the last 15 years outside to preach the gospel. So I ask them, why are you of the world? And the pastor goes, well, what do you mean? And I go, well, you make light of the NFL, you make light of Netflix and movies, you participate in it, you're of the carnal politics of the world, you haven't repented and come out of the world. So repentance is a true repentance to change your mind and change your ways to conform to God's word and God's ways, and to conform, this is the really important part, to conform to the New Testament standard that God set in Christ, in Paul, in the disciples. Not the current Christianity that we see today that is a false gospel, false Jesus, and leads to worldliness. So by faith in Christ, you must repent and come out of the world, come out of your flesh as best as you can, come out of every false way in churchianity. The Bible says you will be born again when you just believe. Do you think it says that?
No.
It doesn't say that.
But you have to believe.
What does it say?
True belief. What does it say, Titus? Yeah, that's what it says.
What does it say? Actually, it doesn't. In the Bible says in the book of Acts.
Do you feel like you're in your flesh a little bit right now?
In my flesh? I'm preaching the word of God.
Yeah, absolutely. I understand.
I'm not in my flesh.
You are not.
You'd have to show me my sin if I'm in flesh.
No, I'm
flesh is sin.
I'm not asking you that.
So
it feels
in
like
Acts,
it seems to be pushed on.
In Acts 5.
A little 5, bit more than having a conversation with you. That's all I'm asking.
I'm proclaiming the gospel. If you don't want to hear it, walk on.
No, I'm just talking with you.
Then why you calling me I'm in my flesh as I'm preaching the gospel?
I asked you a question.
Why would you even ask that? Are you a homosexual?
I'm not.
Why would I even ask that?
You go right
I have
ahead.
No hint of it.
See, this is the guy I'm going to talk to. You have an amazing day, brother.
You don't even want to stand and listen to the gospel. You don't even want to stand and listen to the gospel. I'll finish the gospel. By the shed blood of Jesus, you have to repent and seek the kingdom of God. The Bible says that God gives the Holy Spirit to those who obey him. Titus, you're being deceived by false teachers. God gives the Holy Spirit to those who obey him. Acts 5, that's what it says. And then by fruit of holiness and obedience, you walk in righteousness. And you seek the kingdom of God in spirit and truth. That is not the church systems in America. That is not, God blesses those who obey him, ma'am. You're not obeying God as you keep American churchianity. You're not obeying God. I can see your fruit. I can see your fruit. I can see your fruit. You love the fleshly ways of the American church system. You love the ways of the world. You love sin and unrighteousness. Jesus said you know a tree by its fruit. And so it's clear by the fruit you can make judgments. Jesus said make righteous judgments in Matthew 7, not to judge unrighteously. Get the plank out of your eye, then you can help your brother with a splinter. Not that I consider any of you my brothers, but you are claiming the name of Jesus, so it stands. We're going to preach it. at your own confession that you must repent. Repentance is aligning yourself with the word and the ways of God and walk in holiness and obedience and sound doctrine. We don't see that here in the American church system. We see falsehood. I gotta get a drink. We see lies. We see man-made traditions that keep you from the truth of God. But by the shed blood of Jesus, you can be made new. You can be transformed. Matthew 22 says to love the Lord thy God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. You're not loving Him as you don't obey Him. You're not loving Him as you keep sin. You're not loving Him as you keep man-made traditions. Jesus said you're worshiping God in vain by your man-made traditions.
What do you